This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal returns home today after completing a 3-day official visit to India. Says Nepal remains committed to resolving Nepal-India border disputes through diplomatic channels. 11th Conference of the Inter-Legislative Forum concludes in Tikapur of Koilali issuing a 9-point declaration. Expansion of around 36 kilometers of the postal highway section covering Dang, Baki and Bardia begins. And North Korea says its nuclear program is irreversible ahead of Chinese leaders' visit. Now the news in detail. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal returned home today after completing a 3-day official visit to India. The foreign minister left for New Delhi on Friday at the friendly invitation of the Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. During the visit, Minister Khanal held a delegation-level bilateral talks with his Indian counterpart on Saturday, matters related to development cooperation, expansion of connectivity, trade and transit, energy and further enhancing people-to-people relations were discussed during the meeting. While in New Delhi, Foreign Minister Khanal had separate meetings with India's National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Bharatiya Janata Party's Foreign Department Chief Dr. Bijay Chowthaiwale. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal said that the government of Nepal is committed to resolving border disputes through diplomatic channels. Speaking at a press conference at the Nepali embassy in New Delhi during his India visit, the Foreign Affairs Minister said Nepal is ready to address Nepal-India border issues through dialogue and diplomatic engagement. Responding to a question, he reiterated that Lipulekh, Limpiadhura and Kalapani belong to Nepali territory. He said Nepal has already made its official position clear to both India and China. Minister Khanal said the current Nepal-India border as delineated under the 1816 Sugauli Treaty should be addressed through bilateral dialogue and diplomatic processes. He also said the eminent persons group EPG report should be submitted to the two governments' heads. Minister Khanal added that Nepal maintains cooperation with both neighbors and highlighted its foreign policy priorities and international engagement. The 11th Conference of Inter-Legislative Forum, ILF, concluded on Saturday issuing a 9-point Tikapur declaration that laid special emphasis on the development of a digital parliament system in both federal parliament and all province assemblies. The document calls for ensuring civic participation in parliamentary affairs through the information technology and developing a digital parliament system for coordination and connectivity among legislatures. The two-day event held in Tikapur of Koilali discussed effective implementation of cooperation, collaboration and coexistence in lawmaking and administrative functions at the federal, province and local levels. The document has stated that effective parliamentary collaboration and interconnectivity will be established to make the legislative functions, including the law enactment by the federal, province and local levels, prompt and transparent. The Postal Highway Directorate's project office in Nepalganj has stated that the postal highway will be extended from Narayanpur in Rapti Sonari Rural Municipality 3 of Baki to Kusumpari Bhawanipur on the border of Dang. Office Chief Leela Bahadur Bhandari said that of the 75-kilometer road section covering Dang, Baki and Bardia, about 36 kilometers of track still need to be opened and around 20 bridges will be constructed along the route. The office chief said funding of 29 billion rupees has been secured for the Dang section, which includes 22 kilometers of road and 17 bridges. According to him, the project is expected to be completed within the next 3 years in Dang, Baki and Bardia, and the road will serve as an alternative route to the east-west Mahendra Highway. Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisha Mehta has said the government is working to improve the overall health sector. At a meeting and discussion organized with journalists today, the health minister said the ministry is working to identify the problems seen in the overall health sector, resolve them and make future plans effective. Mehta said that the activities of the ministry will also be made effective through regular coordination, information and communication. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone, data, ekesa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilo cha ekesa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has clarified that reports claiming it is preparing to cancel Sunday as a public holiday are utterly false. The clarification comes after several media outlets reported that the government is considering revoking the two-day weekend system that has been in place across the country for some months now. Speaking on the matter, Deepa Dahal, press and research advisor to the Prime Minister, clarified that the reports are inaccurate and the government has not made any decision regarding the cancellation of Sunday as a holiday, nor is there any preparation underway on this issue at present. The government introduced a two-day weekend in April as an austerity measure amid rising fuel prices and economic pressures. Saturday and Sunday were designated public holidays, with office hours set from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. North Korea said on Sunday that its nuclear weapons program was irreversible, challenging the U.S. push for denuclearization a day before Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, described the comments as false information and described the U.S. call for denuclearization as an anachronistic dream, according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency, KCNA. North Korea regards its nuclear weapons as the key to self-defense, and Kim said Pyongyang would never compromise as regards the issue of defense and sovereignty. After President Donald Trump's meeting with Xi last month, the United States said the two leaders shared the goal of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula, although the Chinese statement did not mention the issue. Pakistan's Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi has traveled to Iran to deliver a special letter to Iran's Supreme Leader Mostaba Khamenei as part of diplomatic efforts to end the United States-Israeli war on Iran, which began 100 days ago. According to Al Jazeera, Naqvi arrived in the Iranian capital Tehran late on Saturday and met his Iranian counterpart Iskandar Momeni. The two discussed the latest regional developments and matters related to internal security, among other issues, Naqvi said on social media. Before his arrival, Iranian media reported that the Pakistani official was carrying a letter from his country's army chief and prime minister for the supreme leader. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi province and the Himalayan regions of the country, partly cloudy in the Madhes province and the remaining hilly regions, while mainly fair in the Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi province and at one or two places in Madhes province, the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and the Himalayan region of Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal returns home today after completing a three-day official visit to India. Says Nepal remains committed to resolving Nepal-India border disputes through diplomatic channels. 11th Conference of the Inter-Legislative Forum concludes in Tikapur of Kailali, issuing a 9-point declaration. Expansion of around 36 kilometers of the postal highway section covering Dang, Bake and Bardia begins. And North Korea says its nuclear program is irreversible ahead of Chinese leaders' visit. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.